Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday the 18th of August. Sun is in Leo, ruled by the Sun, planets are saying.
Apparently so.
Because?
Of assorted lunars plus Mars action into Virgo nitpicky until October 4th.
Okay.
So, try to refrain from publicly commenting on situations or events if you aren't by virtue of circumstances, which is to say you don't work, live, shop there, privy to all of the information. Much has been going on behind the scenes, stay tuned, and the best way to avoid sounding misinformed is to actively fail to offer your opinion, advice, guidance, direction, even though the idea of not weighing in immediately is highly unattractive or unappealing. Moreover, should there be moments when you don't know whether you are coming or going based on the conflicting information or direction you are being generously given by people who should know better but apparently do not, remind yourself this is a test, this is only a test, and smile, shrug, and refuse to take anything too terribly literally till the other shoes had a chance to drop. Lastly, even if putting your project, scheme, program, idea, proposition out there for all to see might entail taking steps you could later wish to retrace or retract, consider. At this point in the proceedings, you're still likely to have a better idea of where you stand now by acting than by living in conditionalville and continuing to think, theorize, and wonder what would happen if.
Okay, signs particularly affected by assorted lunars and Mars in Virgo.
Leo, Virgo, Aries.
And if one's birthday, 18th of August.
While nobody is quibbling with your fundamental right to do what you want to do the way that you want to do it, they could be making valid noises about surface issues that can be rectified fairly easily. Therefore, do your best not to confuse static with criticism, thereby defending your position or program so forcefully that you effectively drown out some decent and useful direction.
Ah, good call. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.